footwear or other tricks to kind of combat the playing surface slash bad weather?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's something we're used to, obviously. It's supposed to be pretty cold this weekend. Footwear, I think these past two games especially, have really gotten us ready for. I'm sure the conditions we're going to face with the cold weather and I'm sure snow and moisture and all that. But, you know, I think that's why we do such a good job of going outside, being a part of the elements, so it's not such a shock. I know Chicago's in the same boat, so we'll both be equally as cold on Sunday.
Like, do you expect a heavy dose of Howard Sunday, given the conditions and given what an integral part of that offense he's become?
Yeah, I mean, it seems as if, obviously, with the number of injuries they've had and suspension with Alshon, that it's really kind of you know, evolved around what he's been able to do. So, as you had mentioned, you know, with you know, what we're going to see, the weather-wise, you know, we would imagine, you know, he's going to get the ball quite a bit. And for whatever reason, the first time around, he didn't get a, you know, he was still running real well, but I think he only got it like 8 times or something like that. So, you know, we probably expect to see that, especially with a, you know, a younger quarterback in there.
Hey, so what do you see in his running style? He's been pretty impressive for a
Yeah. He's definitely got vision. They do a good job, you know, on those stretch plays. He's able to put his foot in the ground and get downhill. Big, powerful back who can break tackles. And, you know, I think once he kind of puts his foot in the dirt and turns downhill, it's tough for, you know, the smaller guys or even linebackers around the same level to get him down. So he's been doing a great job. And, you know, I don't think he got a lot of hype coming in, you know, coming in this year. And he's definitely kind of backing up his play of, you know, being a stud.
You personally have had a lot of success chasing Jay. In what ways in the pocket is Barkley different with his mannerisms, his tendencies?
Well, you know, I think with Barkley in there, there'll probably be, you know, they might not have as many, you know, I guess little things that, you know, Jay is, you know, accustomed to doing, whether it's moving around in the pocket. But he still does everything that you know, a starting quarterback you'd imagine as far as, you know, checking the down safety, you know, flipping plays, you know, run solutions. So he does everything that a quarterback should be doing, you know, a starting quarterback should be doing in this league. So, and he's really improved. I mean, obviously, I think he got thrown into the fire late in, you know, our game when the game was kind of out of hand. But he definitely looks poised. And I think, you know, despite the 3-10 record, they're playing, you know, some of their best ball right now. So, you know, we'll definitely have our hands full, not only with, you know, the elements, but with the way in which they're playing too.
Play with your snaps kind of being limited on Nick being out. Just talk about what it's meant for the defense to see, like, Dean and Jaron and Dayton, some of the plays in the pass rush they've made.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great, and that's obviously what we needed. And, you know, for a large part of the season, you know, it's been kind of a rotation of four guys, but now, you know, we're getting a lot of the younger guys in there, other guys who are contributing and making plays, and, you know, hopefully guys continue to get back from injuries and get healthier. But at the same time, you know, kind of what I touched on a few days ago, it's important for these, you know, younger guys and rookies and guys who have, you know, kind of been role players, but to now come on and really make a stand. So they've done a great job, and we'll continue to ask for them to do even more now.
You, as much as anyone with your family and all, appreciate NFL history.
Right.
This is a chance for the first time since the 30s for the series to be tied all time. What does that mean to you, being a member of the Packers, trying to tie this thing up?
Well, it doesn't mean much, you know, right now. We kind of look at it as another game. But, you know, I think it probably means something a little more for the fans. And I think that's what people appreciate about this series. Obviously, we get to see them twice a year. And, you know, I'm sure when this thing's all said and done, we'll appreciate some of the battles in which we had. But, the thing that gives me the most joy is to see, the kind of the passion that comes from the Chicago fan base that we'll see down there, as well as how well the Packers travel and vice versa. So, you know, hopefully it's another win, but, you know, hopefully a meaningful one, and tie it up or take the lead. I mean, that's pretty historic right there.
Clay, are you feeling like you can really engage your shoulder in a blocker and come out without any issue now?
You know, it's getting better each and every day, each and every week. We can do a little bit more. You know, we'll see what that means moving forward. I anticipate, you know, continuing to come in there on the pass rushing downs and, you know, hopefully spelling some of the guys a little bit more. But, you know, as I've said in weeks prior, you know, I did a number to it. There's some damage in there, so it'll continue to get stronger and better. But unfortunately, until the off season, it's not going to get, you know, 100%, you know, healthy. So I'll continue to, you know, I think progress health wise, strength, range of motion, everything, and hopefully that correlates to more playing time.
Do you think you'll need a surgery after the season?
I'll see a specialist, and he'll let me know.
Clay, sleeves or no sleeves?
I haven't worn sleeves, but today was pretty bad out there, and I think it was only 10 degrees, so I might buckle, especially if I'm, you know, if I'm just coming in every few plays. But we'll see how bad it is down there.
Are you getting wiser with age?
I've always been wise, you know that, but it's pretty cold out there, but you know, we'll see come game time.
Are there some NFL legal tricks? I mean, things you can put on your arms, to, even if you're not wearing sleeves, that kind of help block the wind?
Well, you know, I think they got something called warm skin. That kind of, you know, gets shrugged off a little bit. It doesn't really keep you all that warm, but Vaseline, too, to kind of cut the wind. But when it's 0 degrees and wind chills down to -20, there's not much that's going to keep you warm out there.